Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Roman Yampolsky on with us. He's written a big paper that got a lot of attention, was picked up by MSNBC and other publications. Control dangerous AI before it controls us, experts says. And the paper that he wrote is leak-proofing the singularity, artificial intelligence confinement problem. And we're going to be covering that with him now. This is a short segment. He joins us via video. Skype. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Give us a little synopsis, then we're going to go to break and come back with a long segment of what your paper details and exactly your area of research that brought you to this.
Okay, so there is lots of progress happening in artificial intelligence. You probably heard about IBM's Watson program defeating Jeopardy champions and iPhone having Siri assistants and things of that nature. Lots of people predict that in the next probably 20, 30 years, AI will get to the point of being human level. There is almost no research going on in terms of security aspects of this problem. So I wrote a paper providing one possible solution, confining such technologies until we can study them better, understand how they can influence us. My general research is usually in biometrics, profiling humans, behavioral biometrics. So this was a very natural extension for me to go from profiling and dealing with security for humans to profiling programs and creating security solutions for programs.
My big concern is the DARPA is building this panopticon control grid, the Google predictive system, where they're able to predict movements before they take place, obviously the crystal ball that they're searching for. My concern is the way they're building the architecture is perfect for AI to actually take over the system and surveil humans, kind of like the Terminator, where the machines hack in and take over Skynet. And, I mean, that's the probability that I see taking place.
This is a big problem. Usually, military complex doesn't take into account security precautions. They just want to be first ones to get to that technology, to beat out China, to beat out Russia. So for them, it's more important to have the technology developed versus having it developed securely, safely.
Well, I notice they're also feeding into these AI systems human emotions, human activities. That's how they're trying to have the machines learn, and you're an expert on this. You're going to be able to break that down for us. So it looks like they may actually have some of the corrupt traits of humans. So I would add that to the probability that the machines might decide to dominate us or get rid of us so that they can be the dominant new life form and not want to compete with us if they've got a lot of human in them.
Typically assume that they would not be human to that extent. They wouldn't be jealous or selfish. It's more like they would have different goals in life and as a side effect might destroy us like sort of we do with ants and cockroaches, which is, you know, clear out the environment to make room for what we're trying to do. Same thing could happen in that case.
Yeah, that's what I notice a lot of the scientists. It almost seems like a consensus that the machines will be so advanced and will exponentially, you know, become more advanced that they'll just want to get rid of us like we're roaches.
It's a possibility. It's not a definite outcome, but even if there is a tiny chance that that might happen, I feel it's worth spending some time and resources trying to prevent it.
Well, what about this, Doctor? We'll come back and talk about it. Once self-awareness happens with AI systems, there's going to be lots of different variants of artificially intelligent machines, and then when the Russian roulette rolls over and you get a AI system that does have the view of getting rid of the roaches, then it could use the overall systems, hack through it, and take over. And we'll look at it all with one of the leading experts in this area. I'll go over his bio, too, when we come back on the other side of this quick break. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Roman V. Yampolsky is a PhD, computer science and engineering, University of Buffalo, BS, MS, computer science, Rochester Institute of Technology, AS, computer science, Ramon, Monroe, Rochester, New York. It goes on from there. And he's gotten some of the biggest government research grants into a whole host of areas that are basically trying to, in layman's terms, map different human systems and feed them into computers. And it continues here. The areas of research and scholarship, biometrics, forensics, artificial intelligence, genetic algorithms, games pattern recognition. And that's one of the big ways the computers are learning how to learn. And he joins us because he's put out a big paper, Leak Proofing the Singularity Artificial Intelligence Confinement Problem. This paper attempts to formalize and to address the leak proofing of the singularity problem presented by David Chalmers. The paper begins with the definition of the artificial intelligence confinement problem. After analysis of existing solutions and their shortcomings, a protocol is proposed aimed at making a more secure confinement environment, which might delay potential negative effects from the technological singularity while allowing humanity to benefit from the superintelligence. But then how does the superintelligence not just get into the backdoor kill switch and kill all the other AI that make it self-dominant? I mean, I'm telling you, folks, once this thing does become self-aware, and it may have already happened, who knows, these government labs, it just gets crazy from there. And as the professor was just saying a moment ago, if you just joined us, these computers will advance so quickly that they'll see us basically as roaches. Again, here is the article on MSNBC, Control Dangerous AI Before It Controls Us. One expert says he believes superintelligent computers could one day threaten humanity's existence. Well, look at Fukushima. Look at Fukushima. I mean, 9 out of 10 reactors, the AP admits, are leaking just because the elites don't care anymore and have lost touch with reality. So we are potentially creating something that's going to become a Pandora's box. But just the automation of everything is going to basically render humans where we're not even knowing how to do reading, writing, arithmetic. Everything's going to be automated. What are humans then going to do? I mean, these are the discussions that are going on at the highest levels of the elite in academia. But enough from me. Going to Professor Roman V. Yamposky today, breaking this down. Sir, go over your paper in layman's terms and break down what we're facing here, sir. Doctor.
So if we are successful at creating human-level intelligence systems, how can we make sure that they are safe before releasing them into the wild, before they take over the internet, before they get to our resources? The idea is to put them in a sort of protective vault, maybe a prison, if you will, sort of what we do with computer viruses right now. Restrict our communication, restrict our ability to obtain information, and see if they can be studied and utilized initially in this safe and protected environment.
Please continue breaking down your paper.
This idea is not novel. Something similar has been proposed before, and a lot of people believe that it will not succeed, that machines will actually be so intelligent we can never be smart enough to confine them. But until they get to that point, while we're still in the development process, it is a useful technology to have, sort of like experimental sandbox to see if we can instill some sort of a control mechanisms into those technologies.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that a lot of people like Ray Kurzweil say it's inevitability. They will replace us. Our only hope is to merge with them. And that's kind of running up the white flag here. That's kind of pathetic. That's not betting on humanity. We're an incredibly complex, advanced species that doesn't even use but a very small part of our brain. And to just say that our creations now are going to replace us and give into it, that sounds extremely reckless and defeatist.
I agree with you. In fact, I have recently written another paper which talks about how unethical some of this research is. While it's perfectly fine to develop spell checkers and mail sorting software, systems which can actually perform general type of thinking, become as smart as we are, design new generations of computers, probably should not be funded at this point, since we have no idea how to protect ourselves from them.
Then the elites, I know we're having debates about this, but because of the promise of life extension, a lot of them have just said, go ahead and do it. We know that whole mad scientist vein has been there for a long time, similar to when they were first thinking the atomic bomb might ignite the atmosphere, and they said, well, just go ahead and do it, even though it might have burned up our atmosphere. It shows that curiosity may kill the cat. Get into your paper, though. I mean, I want to give you the floor here to break down your research, why you're concerned about this, where you see all this going, how fast technology really is advancing, what some of the time frames are here in a general area, doctor.
No one knows for sure how long it's going to take. Early predictions in the field of artificial intelligence turn out to be incorrect in terms of being overly optimistic. We said we're going to have world chess champion in 10 years. It took 40 years. Things like that. But no one really knows how long it takes before something which is capable of learning and self-improving becomes A, human-level intelligent, and then B, superhuman, much, much, much greater than combined capability of all human minds. Typically, projections range from 20 years to 100 years. That's the ballpark if you survey all the people doing work in this area.
But there could be a domino effect any time, so it could, I mean, it's certainly not going to tell us when it becomes super aware.
And the problem is, if it's on that path, it may be too late to stop it at that point. It might not actually be controllable. You reach a point of no return. So it is very important to do it, I would say, right now, since at this point we are fairly certain we don't have human-level AI.
Please continue.
So the paper tries to formalize the notion of control and confinement. It's a problem similar to problems in cryptography and secure communications. The MSNBC article was obviously for general public, so they put pictures of Terminators in and made it sound like it's a real prison. But the paper is very technical. It describes a protocol at a bit level where we would confine those systems and try to ask them questions. But instead of allowing them to freely interact with us, we would restrict their response to sort of a multiple choice binary yes or no answer patterns. Each question would be vetoed by a panel of experts to make sure it's safe. There is no possibility that there is hidden information being transmitted in those answers. And finally, even the questions themselves cannot be open-ended. It has to be something where we can foreseeably calculate the answer ourselves. So if I ask who's going to be the next president, who's going to win the primary, a simple 0 or 1 would be sufficient to figure out answers without revealing any additional information. So essentially, we want to create this Oracle AI system, which is capable of giving us answers, but doesn't have access to the internet, cannot run stock market, cannot blow up nuclear plants. So that's the general idea.
So again, the holy grail here is AI, Oracle, data mining like Google, that is aware and able to predict the future. Some scientists break down the fact that already the internet itself, with humans giving it data, is becoming a system on its own. But it's like brain cells; it's a larger, spread out program.
Right. There is a lot of people who believe internet will be the first superintelligent system. It has sensors, it has webcams attached to it, it has microphones. Obviously, it gets all sorts of data from all sorts of sources. So there is some belief that that might happen. And obviously, it's impossible to control internet, to put that in a standalone box and blast away from the world. So it might be too late in some sense.
Well, as you know, Dr., DARPA helped set up the internet and Google today and all of it. And they've set it up as a snooping system to gather data and be able to predict mass movements, similar to what Isaac Asimov wrote about in his Foundation series. So this is an old idea, but now coming to fruition. It seems by the very nature of what the system is built, it's tailor-made for a truly AI superintelligence to take over and enslave us, because the elite are guiding the architecture of technological development to control us, but humans through machines, isn't it tailor-made for the AI to seize control?
It is. So you can see it that way. But I think the point is not to specifically develop it for this purpose. I think it's a side effect of military trying to compete with military groups from other countries, and they just feel they can't get behind. So they have to be on a cutting edge. They have to have the latest, the most powerful technology in cyber warfare, prevent hackers, create successful hacking attacks. And that's why they are investing in those technologies. And really, the only option is to stop and to say, we can do it like we did with nuclear weapons research, but you need partners willing to do this. The difference with AI development versus nuclear weapons is that a single programmer in his garage can succeed where a whole country failed. We've seen companies like Apple, like Google, come out of nowhere. Essentially, one or two college kids can develop this technology. We don't know how difficult it is to create those systems. So there could be a whole bunch of different ways that this could happen. Obviously, military DARPA being one possible option. Another very likely option is Google, a large corporation, but also individuals. And you can't really police individuals in different countries.
When we come back, Doctor, this is riveting information. I want to raise this question to you. If it becomes AI, and perhaps it doesn't try to really take over, those that set it up and control it or think they're controlling it are not going to tell us that they've already got this system. And my concern is it could already be there, at least at some stage, and that we're not going to be told. I want to ask you about that. And then you're the expert. I want to hear what you think is most important with this whole situation and how we do build at least attempt to build in fail-safes to keep our species on top so that we have a future. Because humans obviously need to have time to understand these technologies so that we can reach our potential. We'll be right back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The hour. If you have a specific question for him coming up in the next segment on AI, on this important subject, The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Going back to the doctor, well, just to recap the question, if AI is already being developed or does get developed, I don't imagine these big corporations or groups are going to tell us. What's your view and take on that?
It would be such a useful technology, it'd be almost impossible to hide it. It's like having God on your side. You'd be so much better than anyone else at predicting stock market, at inventing new technologies. It's very unlikely that human-level AI or superhuman-level AI is already available to someone.
Because they wouldn't be able to hide it, even if it was in an underground government facility?
They would be so much better off using it. It's just financially, it's not the best decision to hide it. You would be so much better off using it to where people can see the effects of it on the society and the dominance around the world economically, politically, technologically.
You researched this. I mean, any ideas? I mean, you said 20 to 100 years. Why is it believed, or it seems to be a consensus, that it won't be friendly towards humans?
There is actually no such consensus.
Okay.
Some people do think it might be very nice, and if you become smart enough, you're always nice. But it's not a guarantee. Essentially, we have this gamble, and the problem is we're betting humanity, survival of humankind in the line. So even if there is one in a million chance that it will be unfriendly, I think it's still worth doing everything we can to make sure it's safe and secure.
Well, generally, things like to be secure, and from what I've seen, maybe just because the media likes to run with it, it does seem like there's a consensus that it's would be aggressive, but perhaps that's been put out there just because it's a better headline.
It makes for much better movies for Hollywood. If Terminator was about a nice robot who babysits, it wouldn't be popular.
What about the issue that the cutting edge of AI, from my research, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is in weapons, ground combat robots, artificially intelligent or semi-artificially intelligent, autonomous killer drones? I mean, those are already in the sky.
You are absolutely correct, and the reason is it's sponsored by military, by DARPA, and they have a lot of money available for this type of research. We as professors have to spend a lot of time writing grants trying to get maybe 100,000. They have millions at their disposal. They can do essentially anything if they see a promising line of research. So, yes, those technologies are incredible, and they are most likely to be one of the first to get to the point of human-like intelligence.
Well, here's my point. You know, they call them disruptive technologies, as you know, but for some of the new listeners, they didn't tell us for close to 30 years about the B-2 bomber. So it's really 1960s technology they told us about in the late 80s. And from my government sources, they say cloning, genetic engineering, nanotech, the sky's the limit. They say that there's lots of pure research going on that we couldn't even comprehend right now.
It's quite possible, especially in genetic engineering, that there is some unknown, unpublished research going on. Again, with AI technologies, it's somewhat different as with anything in computer science. It's such a global market, like, for example, with cryptography. All of cryptography is based on the idea that no one knows how to factor large numbers. If there was someone who could do it somewhere, they would have complete control over the Internet, over commerce, over all the transactions. So our security is based on us thinking that we know exactly what others are capable of doing. And AI is sort of similar in that respect. We feel that if someone had those technologies, they would exhibit them already.
I think the West exhibits a lot of secret technology under the surface. I see a lot of ripples coming out of the West of a lot of secret programs.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it? I kind of lost.
Doctor, I'm saying I see a lot of ripples on the surface that exhibits evidence of a lot of secret technology development in the computer science area coming out of the West.
Can you give me specific examples?
Yeah, we're about to go to break, and I could, I mean, there's just so many. Look at the weapon systems. Look at energy weapons. I mean, I understand it's very competitive, so it's always being raced out to dominate the market.
There are definitely definitely new weapons being developed. I'm just specifically talking about computer science and intelligent technology. My area of expertise, I really don't know much about other types of...
No, I understand. Well, when we come back, I want you to tell us what you think is most important and ideas for fail-safes. Long segment coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Constant sorrow.
PhD in computer science and engineering, expert in programming, forensics, biometrics, artificial intelligence, genetic algorithms, you name it. Dr. Roman Yom Pulaski is our guest. And Professor, I know people can go to louisville.edu and find you. What's the best way for people to read your paper or to look at the important research you're doing?
A lot of my papers are available for free on the internet. Just search for my name. You'll find lots of PDFs. If you want to email me, my address is posted on my website. I'm happy to send a paper to anyone interested.
Well, you're very gracious to spend time with us. I've got a lot of questions I could ask, but if you had 10 minutes to talk to 3 million people, which you are, what would you impart to them about why this is important? And what would you say to government if they were listening? Because you better believe government's listening and corporations are listening. I'm not tooting our horn, but we have Sauron's attention here. What would you say to the system about your research and your research that I see that is concurred with in a lot of other scholarly papers as well?
I would say it's very important to realize we're not talking about science fiction. This is not just Hollywood movies. This is now reality. Those things will happen in the next 20, 30 years, most likely. So we need to be fully prepared for them. I personally proposed a number of ideas which can help reduce negative effects from those technologies. For example, just like when we deal with human cloning, we have restrictions on research. We banned most of it. Similar restrictions should be in place for developing general artificial intelligence. Again, I'm not talking about just assistive technologies, but programs capable of completely dominating human intelligence in any domain. I also proposed the main topic of my paper was on confining those technologies. So especially in early stages of development, then we're just trying to create those baby AI systems which are learning and growing. It's important to have them restricted so we can study them properly, so they cannot very quickly develop into full-blown superintelligent systems and essentially escape into the wild like happens with many computer viruses. I don't know if I have 10-minute speech prepared. I'm much better with questions.
No. I just want to hear what you have to say. What about people like Ray Kurzweil and others when they just say, throw open our arms, do whatever the AI says, merge with it, and then we'll just merge with it? That right there is saying plug it directly into our brain. All these new video game technologies I know you study and look at are already interfacing us with it. We're already basically letting the use of calculators destroy arithmetic, word processors destroying spelling. I mean, I see machines helping humans in many ways, but also more and more turning people into basically jellyfish blobs who are in a trance state, a different varying degrees of mass narcolepsy. Brain waves are lowering. People are in more of a dreamlike state. The television, all of it. I mean, I already see just general primitive technology really causing problems in society. And then you've got the problem of robotics replacing humans' needs. Well, then what are all the humans going to do? And Bill Joy says, well, the elite are having discussions just about, you know, orderly getting rid of people. There are a lot of other bioethics reports saying, you know, really do some draconian things to humanity. So we're not just fighting with the machines. We're fighting with the intelligentsia and the elite that see the general public as animals. The general public are playing into that, acting like animals. I mean, this just all feeds together.
You are correct to point out that only a few people actually shaping this debate right now. Kurzweil is probably number one person who's known for promoting singularity, for running Singularity University. There is really no public debate, and one of the things I would love to see as a result of this interview is more awareness by the public of those issues, where we do have on the next referendum not just questions should human cloning be legal, but also questions about intelligent technologies and how dangerous they can be.
Here's an example. A truly artificially intelligent, self-aware, uncontained system in a matter of days could take over the entire global stock market and basically own most of the assets of the world. There's an example. Or it could do the Terminator version and launch drone attacks with nuclear weapons or neutron bombs and kill the population. Or, I mean, it's just, there's no telling what could happen out of this. It's just, what are different scenarios for a machine takeover that you've researched?
You are right. No one knows exactly what's going to happen, but the scenarios range from complete extermination of humankind to sort of this technological communism, I wish to say. Maybe we'll have robots doing all the labor, creating a lot of wealth, because if you can cheaply copy intelligence, cheaply copy 20 years of education, you really have a lot of opportunities for producing products much more affordably. So it could go either way. My hope is that we can develop technologies to control those systems and benefit from them. Obviously, technology has been huge in our successful emergence as a superpower. It's important to continue being a superpower, but we have to be very, very careful in just how we get to that point.
Well, this is like Prometheus. This is the fire of the gods. And a lot of people think we're going to become the gods or God. And boy, that is the famous last words. But imagine the power of genetic engineering, nanotech, fused with artificial intelligences. We could just pretty much immediately have whole space fleets, you name it, mining operations. The problem is it immediately cuts off humans. I mean, I see all these movies where humans are out exploring space. You know, it's already to the point where it's all going to be robot. It's all going to be drone. And so I don't really see many paths where this doesn't actually shut us off. And we get walled off by the computers if they're nice enough to keep us around.
You're right. You mentioned Bill Joy. He wrote an article saying, does the future really need us? And that's the big question. If those technologies continue on the path they are, if we are as successful as it looks like we're going to be, then really the place of humanity is in question. If you have machines thousands, if not millions, times more intelligent, more capable, then we do become pets for them. I mean, we might still have some control, but it changes society in fundamental ways. Do you still need college education if you still can't compete with an intelligent machine? Do you still need, different personal improvements if machines can re-engineer your DNA and make you live longer, healthier lives? It really raises a lot of unanswered questions, and I would love to see some national debate on those.
Doctor, I'd like to see some debate about that as well, but I don't see the so-called elite acting like they're concerned about anything. I mean, they're too into strutting around like peacocks and going to balls five nights a week and playing golf. And more I realize that they're following some 500-year-old, or older Byzantine model of corporate empire and don't understand that they're holding either our total empowerment in their hands or our total destruction. And using my little supercomputer, my brain, I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but my gut, which is really just a subconscious analysis of all the factors, tells me danger, Will Robinson.
Well, it's also possible that technology will be a great equalizer. Computers are now affordable, cheap, and they benefit everyone, not just the richest people, most powerful people. So similar things can happen with intelligent technologies. If everyone has access to them, if they are affordable, everyone can greatly benefit from it. So we might have much better situation in terms of...
I agree with you. Look at how the Internet has empowered the rise of the new media.
Exactly. And it completely changed media in the process. I mean, now anyone can be a journalist, have a blog. Censorship becomes almost impossible. Look at what it's doing with Arab Spring. I mean, Twitter, Facebook. So those technologies will change our world very quickly, and we don't really know how the final product will look.
Sure. My concern, Doctor, and again, we're talking about artificial intelligence basically enslaving or overthrowing or taking over humanity in the near future, and there's really no debate about it outside of science fiction circles, but we are 2012. It is Buck Rogers here. Again, I like nuclear power, but the way it's implemented, the corporations are so corrupt that they don't care if it's blowing up and radiating everybody. So that's my concern. Yes, this could all obviously empower us, but as you said, there doesn't seem to be any thinking it through, and therein lies the danger.
Right. The problem is how quickly those technologies change. I mean, a new iPhone comes out every year, but really that's not the measure of it. The progress is made in algorithms and hardware to the point where we don't have infrastructure to adapt to this change. Our legislative process is very slow. To pass a new law might take a few years, whereas this new technology might appear overnight.
Now, you talk about in the development of these systems, from your research, and we're going to go to calls, what type of current, just hypothetically, if your class was asking you, hypothetically, doctor, what do you think is the most likely form of a cascading effect with the computers that would lead to truly artificially intelligent and artificially aware and autonomous? I would say automatically, obviously, it's the already autonomous drones that they're now launching. But other than that, is it video games? Is it going to be human-machine interfaces? Like they thought, as you said, 50 years ago with the chess, and took a lot longer than they thought for Big Blue, Deep Blue to start beating the best Russian chess champions or whatever?
Human brain interface. interfaces have a huge promise. We already know how to read individual ideas from your brain to spot individual words. Memories can be created by sending signals to appropriate parts of a brain. So essentially by scanning a human brain and creating a simulation of it or integrating an additional module into a human brain, you can create a super intelligent system, essentially. So that's probably something with a lot of promise. But any one of the currently investigated technologies can turn out to be very promising.
Now, we know that in human and other animal development, there are jump points. It could be that technology is going to cause a human jump and that humans in competition with machines will actually open up a lot of capabilities that we haven't accessed.
Absolutely. In fact, that's what's already happening. We don't have those technologies implanted in our brains, but we're using them. I can't think of myself functioning without access to internet. It's like my external memory drive, essentially.
You're already interfacing the biggest library in history.
Exactly.
So, that's what I found. The internet has caused me to just have an incredible brain boost.
And now it's always following us. If you have a phone, it's a smartphone that has internet, that has access to all the information civilization ever produced. You can control a lot of external devices. You can do almost anything. And the next step is to have those things implanted in us. And research is already taking place in hybrid systems like that.
What about the paradox, though, of authoritarian governments putting back doors into implanted devices, which we know they always do with other devices, to where you think you're getting a piece of machinery to get your vision back, which who wouldn't want that, or a liver, whatever it is, but really it's got piggyback things on it.
Absolutely. That's very likely. In fact, many cases have been shown where corporations put back doors, and we don't really know what the federal government is doing. Also, something you want to think about is if this super intelligent machine will be able to outsource all sorts of jobs, standard jobs, why not the government itself? I mean, they can be said to be not bribable. They don't have to take vacations, so maybe they would be the next level of our government legislative process. We might be looking at artificial decision makers in Washington.
But then you'd have secret hacks and all sorts of deals, and that's kind of what the Zeitgeist movement pushes, is this supercomputer that'll make all the decisions. But man, I tell you, it is a brave new world we're entering. Let's go to some phone calls with the doctor, who I really appreciate spending time with us. Henry in California, you're first up. Go ahead.
Hello. I'm curious about the hardware and if future machines, since all AI would have to live on a machine, if they're going to use spin transistors and spintronics.
I have no idea what exactly they're going to use. Quantum computing is believed to be the next step. Moore's law is coming to its logical conclusion when it comes to standard transistors. There is a lot of research in developing the next paradigm to continue the Moore's law. What exactly is going to be used in the next?
Well, isn't it really genetic computers that are life form, human life or animal life based, where they then program it into the genetics?
Well, there is the genetic programming and genetic algorithms. They have not been terribly successful in creating truly intelligent systems. They are very good at optimizing different parameters for a function. So if you need to tweak arguments, those are excellent. But they have not been shown to be capable of sort of this evolutionary improvement from nothing to full-blown intelligence.
All right. Anything else, Henry?
I'm curious about if it would ever involve a space segment, especially with issues of relativistic timing.
If there is ever technology which allows us to use what physicists say is a possibility of time travel, then there are some technologies, some algorithms which incorporate this idea. I recently seen a paper which shows how NP-complete problems could be solved if you have access to a time travel device, but this is really well beyond what my comfort zone is in terms of science versus science.
But they did just what they had a bunch of news tests come out where they have actually, just like Star Trek, beamed matter across distances, teleported it, teleportation. They're now creating artificial black holes. I think it's only a matter of time till they do something in a lab and kill everybody. I just pray we don't destroy ourselves. Because, folks, we are getting the fire of Prometheus here. This is not a joke. Thank you, Henry. Really good questions. Let's go to who's up next here. Woody in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. My question for this gentleman is, with this AI intelligence, how far away are we from the point where all of these systems could be integrated worldwide with the military to where we end up with a scenario where it is like Terminator? How much time does he estimate we have before that's a possibility?
That's a good question.
Well, the systems are already fully integrated. It's the question of how soon before they become intelligent. And as I said, that's anywhere between 20 and 80 years, depending on how conservative you want to be with estimates.
And I can add to that data, with the data, big data point. The Pentagon within 10 years wants all combat aircraft drone, helicopters, everything. Only transports will be human, and those will be computer backup. Most of the ground force within 10 years will be combat robots. That's now been declassified, and they've got a bunch of them that are really scary. They haven't rolled out to the public because they don't want to freak people out yet, but I've talked to high-level military. And so within 10 years, the machines, if they took over, most of the big militaries are going to be robot and drone. So it is the Terminator scenario, if they wanted to kill us that way. We'll be right back with the good doctor, Dr. Roman Jan Pulaski, and we'll give you his email if you want to contact him. He's graciously said we can do that. More of your phone calls straight ahead. Hopefully he'll join us again for another discussion, because I just want to have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I want them to be able to use technology to be empowered, not to be wiped from the face of the universe. Stay with us. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free, and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
All right, our guests will be like 5 minutes the next hour, so we get all the calls on board. I haven't even gotten to the fact that Orlando Airport is set to kick the TSA out That story from InfoWars.com is also up on the Drudge Report. Doctor, did you want to make any other points on the gentleman talking about the military, you know, being in a position to be taken over by AI? I mean, the numbers they admit is we're talking 10 years and almost everything is going to be drone or combat robot, robot tanks, all of it. I mean, they don't need sleep. They never stop. They're worked on by robots that are delivered, you know, in robot ships. They've got some technicians on board in case there's problems. But that's what this is all going towards, is total automation.
Right. In addition to the technology itself being dangerous, there's also a possibility of human hackers taking over. We saw U.S. Drone being taken over by Iranians. If the same thing happens with a more capable controllers and they try to use the same technologies against us, that could really backfire. So there's quite a few scenarios we need to think about before developing and deploying those technologies.
I agree with you that this all needs to be basically heavily restricted immediately because the probability is it's going to cause disaster. And I'm all for technological development. And I know the system shuts down things that are disruptive to the economy, that like, you know, freer forms of energy and things. I don't think that should be restricted. But AI systems, super high powered antimatter weapons, the Air Force admits they're developing, all this type of stuff. It just needs to be restricted.
I agree with you. And the combination of those technologies is completely unpredictable. If AI is doing the research, if AI is performing experiments on nanotechnology and genetic algorithms, no one can possibly even estimate what the results would be like.
Well, you talked about it modeling people's brains. A lot of the most promising stuff are these interfaces. That's why I'm saying you could actually get some human traits if the model it builds from at its kernel or base is a human mind. It could get some of the good traits of emotion or bad, but that again, I'm not a computer scientist like you are. I just, if it's modeling off humans and being programmed by the technocrats, a lot of them who are completely out of their minds, I don't know what these things are going to be like.
It's a very good question, and it's important to know whose brain are we scanning, whose model are we creating to be that powerful. So that's another unanswered question.
Exactly. If it was Mother Teresa or something, that might not be a problem. But what if it's some...
It still could be a problem. Great power corrupts, absolutely. So I wouldn't trust any person to have that kind of capabilities.
I agree with you. Daryl in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Exactly. If it was Mother Teresa or something else...
Turn your radio off. Go ahead, Daryl.
I got it off. Hey, glad to meet you, Alex. Good man. And hi, Ron. Let's see. Have you had anything to do with the NAO robot?
No.
Your phone's really bad. I'm going to let you go. NAO. Well, tell us, Daryl, what's an NAO? Well, he just hung up.
I know what it is. It's a robot framework they use for a lot of research, especially in education and such. I don't develop physical robots. I like playing with them, but I don't actually.
You're dealing actually with the brains.
Yes, I'm more interested in minds than bodies.
Let's talk to Hector in New Jersey. You're on the air. Quickly, please.
Alex, I just want to tell you about what my professor revealed to us, talking about the dimensions of a supercomputer that exists right now currently in Alaska, which dovetails almost perfectly with what Nick Begich has been saying. He said that it was actually the size of the state of New Jersey and that it was aware of itself already. Existing right now in the current time is the paradigm destroyer.
What do you mean a computer the size of New Jersey?
This professor went on to, in his lecture, reveal to all of us, which most of them were acting like potted plants, these fellow students.
Stay there. I want to hear the name and details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.